Hi, this is Kim, and this is Arts in the Valley. My guest is Eileen Vidales. She's a health coach in Merced. Now, Eileen, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really, really well. Thank you so much, Kim.
Well, tell us about what's going on in Merced as far as healthy, having a healthy summer. What do we need to do, or what advice you could give us?
Advice I would give anyone that I ever talk to is making sure that we take care of ourselves through getting plenty of rest, going to bed at a good hour and waking up and feeling rested, making sure that we drink lots of water, especially here in the Central Valley. It gets really hot here and we need to keep our bodies hydrated. And I also stress eating every 3 to 4 hours, snacking, eating small portions throughout the day, mm-hmm. having lots of vegetables, and eating 2 to 3 fruits a day every day. And another big tip I like to give out to people is that we want to eat within the first hour when we wake up. It really helps our metabolism. We don't have to have a large breakfast. Mm-hmm. Even if we have a yogurt, we have some string cheese, a apple, a banana, something. It helps jumpstart our day, gives us some energy, just makes us feel good. And it's a great way to start our day, is putting a snack in our body and giving us some natural energy.
Excellent. And I want to let our listeners know that we will be doing programs on healthy living. For the next couple of weeks, we'll have the farmer's market on. We'll also talk about planting, organic gardening, because it's very important. We're in the summertime. It's time to get in that bikini, the swimsuit, and we want to eat healthy and live healthy. Now, you have some programs for our public. Well, tell us about your programming.
Okay, great. Well, I have an AM Rise and Shine Yoga at our studio downtown Merced on Main Street. Mm-hmm. We are located at 410 West Main Street, inside of the Heinz Hospice building, directly across from Starbucks, upstairs. We are offering on Tuesday and Thursday mornings a yoga class, and it's geared towards beginners. It's a 45-minute class from 6:30 to 7:15 a.m. Also on Tuesdays in the afternoon, we have the Afternoon Delight Walking Group, which is a free community walking group. We meet at Bob Hart Square at 12:30. We take a nice 30-minute walk around the Courthouse Park. We end back at the Bob Hart, and then people have a choice. They can either walk back up to the studio, do some stretching exercises with one of the trainers, or they can now walk over into the Sam Pipes room, and I offer a free 30-minute yoga class for anyone in our walking group.
Excellent.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Now, a lot of people think of yoga and they think of pretzels. One arm goes here, a leg goes here, and who knows what else is going where. So what do you tell a person who is too afraid to even go through the door? How do you get beginners into yoga when they say, well, I don't know about it? What would you say to them?
I would say, first of all, I have a mat for you. Secondly, come in with an open heart and mind, and know that this is geared towards people that have never tried yoga. I keep it very, very basic, very easy. It's we go through the poses very slow. I name each pose. I describe the pose. I also let the student know what the pose is doing in our body, the muscles it's affecting, mm-hmm. and we're continuing reminding our students to breathe. We tend to hold our breath when we stress out, and so I remind the students throughout each pose to make sure that we're breathing, and that yoga is a journey, an inward journey. It's about our experience. It's about getting to know our body and understanding our body. It's about letting go of competition, letting go of judgment, and closing your eyes and going inward and taking care of yourself and focusing on how you're feeling and staying in the present moment.
Now, the first class is free, right?
Absolutely. And I also remind students that the first class is always free. I want a student to walk in to feel comfortable, to feel relaxed. And Kim, this last couple of weeks, I have been working at the City of Merced with their staff, and wow. Every single person who has attended the 30-minute lunchtime yoga class has expressed to me, even after just one class, how much better they felt, especially their lower back muscles, especially our shoulders. If you're sitting all day at a desk job or you're driving a lot, we tend to tense our shoulders up quite a bit. Most of us have a lot of lower back pain, and so yoga can help relieve these and just, you know, these tension in just one 30-minute class.
Well, do you have a website or a phone number that people can call to get more information about your programming?
Yes. People can visit our website address at makeithappenmcd.wordpress.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a business page, Make It Happen.
Great. And I'm going to have you on later on, probably in June, because I want to know more about what we can do. I'm going to also go and take your yoga class.
Wonderful.
So I'll come and take the yoga class, and I'll report back to our listeners. Yes, I lived through it. So thank you very much.
Oh, Eileen. You're welcome.
And this is Arts in the Valley.